I had to miss out on the Dvorim a little bit more than we started last week. I want to be Magdim, the Parsha Shavua that we're going to read, Be'ez Hashem. Klal Yisrael go in Yamsuf. Chazal tell us that B'shas Kiras Yamsuf, from the side, from the walls, came out all gishmak ezachen, apples, fruits, drinks. In the school they told us, you know, candies, they say sour sticks were coming out from the walls. But lekula alma, for sure, Chazal tell us that different good gishmak ezachen came out from the side. And the shail is, was one of the biggest moments of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael, in such a choshev moment, they need a candy, they need a drink. Yes. It's a choshev moment. What's that moment though? So, well, I told them all to be mevayret with the word of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, is when a person goes into a room and he sees a Yisha taking care of a little kid. He's misupik if it's the Yiddish imame or is the helper, the housekeeper. He says, if when she finishes to clean her, to clean the little kid, she leaves it, helper, babysitter. If when she finishes, she picks up the kid and she gives him a kiss on the forehead, so then you know, avada, this is the Yiddish imame. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out of Mitzrayim. Shleim ha'roisa tzadik v'ovdu v'inu ha'isam. But he could do it because he has to. And he could do it because he wants to, because he likes us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us in this choshev v'maymad, he's not doing it because he has to. He's doing it because he wants to. So he gave us this extra, these candies that came in Shas Matan Torah that we didn't need. This, the extra part shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it because he wants to. It's been doing in the Psukim, Hamoitzi es Amo Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, aber amadir bonov bergiz a Yamsuf. Where we felt like kids was B'shas Kiras Yamsuf. How Klal Yisrael gave back the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Ahava, connected this special Ahava that Hashem showed them in Kiras Yamsuf. The way Klal Yisrael showed it back is with a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us to do, and we were mekabel on ourselves to do. We say it every day in davening. One mitzvah that Hashem never told us to do, and we were mekabel on ourselves to do, is the mitzvah of Zekeli v'anveyu eloike ovi v'arim emenu. In the middle of the shira, they picked up their eyes and they said, Zekeli v'anveyu eloike ovi v'arim emenu. When we will do the mitzvahs, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we will not do it because we have to. We will show you we're doing the mitzvahs because we want to. We're excited. We'll do it the hidur, not a small esrik. $500 esrik. Not a small lulav. A big lulav. This is the mitzvahs Klal Yisrael and Mekabel on themselves to do. We're going to Mevarer Ha'inyan. It's a davar kosher. I tried a lot last week to be Mevarer, to go into the Inyan. But we have to know, could be the Yeved, some shittas, some mitzvahs, maybe we could be Yitzeh. but we want to advise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We do the mitzvahs because we want to do the mitzvahs. With the kavane, mitzvah tzichas kavane, in the right way, we will do the mitzvahs and we will show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we're doing it in the right way, in the richtige weg, and the tzura to do it. And even if we're not used to do it till today like this, Bez Hashem Bli Neder, from now on, we'll start to do the mitzvahs like a Kodesh Baruch Hu really wants us to do the mitzvahs. So I want to mesadu the dvorim. And we'll go to Seder HaDvorim. I know it's big chidushim, but if we learn good Inyan, Zu HaTeiro, V'loitei HaMuchlefes, you know, we have one thing and we have to keep it. And we have to miyasa the dvorim. We'll try to go duch. I discussed with different poiske, G'dayle HaDoir, a lot of the nekudas that we're trying to mevayr. We'll try to go to Seder. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Paskins, that mitzvah tzriches kavane, it's a machlekes. If mitzvah tzriches kavane, or mitzvah einan tzriches kavane, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Samach Sif Kotten Sif Dalet, mitzvah tzriches kavane. So Shulchan Aruch says like this: Yesh oimrim she'ein mitzvah tzriches kavane, ve'yesh oimrim she'tzriches kavane, lotzes oisa mitzvah ve'chein ha'aloche. Shulchan Aruch says: Yesh oimrim she'ein tzorich kavane. ויש אמרים שצורך כוונה וכן ההלוך. זוגן דה פויסקים. זוגן דה פויסקים. What is the מוקר that מצווה צריך לס כוונה? What is the מוקר? So, something is a shayla if it's a day raisa or it's a day rabona. If it's a day rabona, okay. You do a mitzvah. Chazal said, you need a kavana. Frank Chazal. Chazal said, I don't have a kasha. Chazal said. Yeah, the Mekubalim said, you have to say Lashem Yichud also. It's a kasha. It's like, it's a mitzvah. It's a kavana, Lashem Yichud. There's more zachen. You add, you put the mitzvah. You add kavanas and machshoves in Yichudim. V'shemes, kol echod ma'isif. If it's a deiraise, it's much harder to say from where the deiraise mechateise as will be a mitzvah of kavane. Why a mitzvah will need a kavane? Bez Hashem, in the Hemshech, we'll try to be masbirit. We'll try to be masbirit. I want to be mitzayin one zach I saw. It's brought down in the Sefer HaCharedim. He says that the reason mitzvah tzichas kavane, because it says, ulo'ovdi b'chol levavchem. ולאהבתי בכל לבבכם. איזה עבודה שבלב זו מצווס. ומילא, we learn out from that, you have to have a kavane. I think from this also we'll see about, maybe shtikel avone and mitzvah tzichas kavane. But we know mitzvah tzichas kavane, or the rabbon of the reise, achro asro va poizkim, that mitzvah tzichas kavane is bidei reise. This is achro asro va poizkim. So now that we know that mitzvah tzichas kavane, the Mishnah Berurah paskens la'alocha that if you did a mitzvah on a kavana, you have to do the mitzvah again. He says, don't do a bracha, because maybe the other shittas are right. But le'ikar la'alocha, you have to do the mitzvah again. And if that, we want to be me'orer a couple nekudas. The first nekuda is, what the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down, that if you read krishma on a kavana, you're not yaitze. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Lametes, Sharatzion Ois Beis, he says that if a person comes home from shul, he daven Ma'ariv early. In Chutzlots, I heard it happen sometimes. People daven Ma'ariv early, and you say Krishma again. He says some of the people they know, yeah, saying Krishma again, the mechaven Hashem mitzvahs Krishma. But he says, but they don't remember to be mechaven mitzvahs schiras yitzias mitzrayim balelis and bayomim. He says, they're not yoitze. And if they're not mechaven lehedia, they're not yoitze. And no stoma will help with it. And the shul, he says, we'll discuss later if a stoma helps or not. We'll read inside the Mishnah Berurah soon. He says, if a person has to remember, if you daven early, mayav early, and when you came home, you were never mechaven yitzias mitzrayim balelis, you have to do Tshuva and bitul mitzvah sese yoimam v'laylo. Yoimam v'laylo. You're mevatel the mitzvah of krishma. Same thing, some people in the morning, lo yaleinu, I heard it happens in some yeshivas, not in the mirror, some boys get up at late. So they daven krishma in the room. So could be the mechave l'shem krishma. Aber avadet, they don't have a kavon l'shem, tzias mitzrayim bayomim. And bayomim everyone knows. Balayla is megin avadna, shedosho ben zeyme. Aber bayomim everyone knew that you have to. But if you're not mechaber l'shei mitzvah, something mishne brura, you're over the isu, and no teres of people will help her. Because Azeh is the achroev, the sharatzion, reish lametes beis. What? If you're mechaven. No, no, there's no stomach, because after this matter, there's no stomach. Birkas Hamozen, if you're not mechaber l'shei mitzvah, you're not yetzer. Kiddush, if you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, especially the shemeya, a lot of times he doesn't know if the mechaven and mitzvah of kiddush, you're not yoitzer. Or matzah, schiras amolek, you go to shul, and they don't know some people, and then chosh b'shul, they give a clap, and the oilu b'mechaven, lo tzitz yidei, schiras mitzvah amolek. Aber, it's g'day to mechaven, and the iber yor, when they read the parsha of Amalek, the parsha of Shavua, so the Chasam Sefer says to be mechaven to be yoitzer schiras Amalek. Why? Chasam Sefer says that why once a year is enough to do schiras Amalek? Because Gemara says by Metzia that 12 months a person forgets. That's just a mitzvah to remember every time what Amalek did to us. Just we forget. So once a year we remind ourselves. When the Iber Yor is 13 months. So the Chasam Sefer says that the Maisa is a problem. So you have to mechaven to be Yoitze. So in the Choshev Shul's already in Pashas Kiseitze, they gave a clap. My Shul already gave a clap in Pashas Kiseitze to member. But people that don't, so when they read Amalek, and in our Pashas, so you mechaven to be yoitze, and mele you have the zeicher amalek. But again, if you're not mechaven, you're not yoitze. Suke, tzedoke. Avas chesed in the Chofetz Chaim, chelik beis perek chof zayin. He says if a person gives tzedoke and he's not mechaven l'shem mitzvah tzedoke, he likes a plaque. He doesn't get no schar on it. Frek the Chofetz Chaim on himself. Al menashe yichye bni areizet tzadi gomur. So the Chofetz Chaim, yeah, if he's mechaven l'shem mitzvah, just he wants the mitzvah l'schus the son. But if he does not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, he gives to the cats, to the dogs, he gives to everyone that knocks on his door. Even if he gave tzedakah, so the Chofetz Chaim is not yoitze. Chofetz Chaim, maybe some people are chaylik the Chofetz Chaim, but as I said, the Chofetz Chaim, half as chesed, perek beis, chelek beis, chof zayin, ois beis. We'll get to it about. Kibudav, Shlomo Zalman, Rebbe Eliashiv, Paskin this week. I didn't go myself, but I sent someone and he recorded it and videoed it, and I also heard it and also saw it. He said if a person is mechaved his father and he's not mechaved l'shem mitzvah skibudav, he also does things what his uncle asks him, and he also does things what his older sister asks him, he's not yoitze mitzvah skibudav. I discussed it today by Archomev, the Shmir Shabbos Kirchoso. He says he's scared to say it, because, you know, he's not a marshal of a fryer person that never knew about mitzvah skibudav. Goes to Gan Eden, he doesn't get garnished. People say, oh, you know, this person was Muhammad, his father. Don't be jealous of him. He doesn't have nothing anyways. Hashem doesn't pay for it. Garnish. I've never told him, he's telling me he'll get paid something. Epsher. Back before, as Rebbetzin came to argue there, so she said that all the tzedakah, when she gives to the door, she knows the people that get novim. She stop gives them. So now, even if they're not getting novim, Lemay says she was not yaitzah. I said, for sure. She was mamish not mechaven l'shem mitzvah. She just wanted to move away from the door. He said, then, you take a chaval on all the money you gave? Because you don't have a mitzvah, you're not getting nothing l'ilam haba on it. So she asked him, so, Ba'azeh, I'll come up to the Shemayim, I'll have nothing. He said, Schapsias? Schapsias? And Gan Eden is a special place for the Schapsias people. Say that we want to be in Gan Eden, not in the Schapsias. Say that, Schapsias. I want to be in Gan Eden. She asked him, Rebbe. She calls her husband. So, Barazay, I don't have nothing. Said, Chapa right now. So I'm telling you, this was today. I was there for an hour. We're trying to figure this out. About, this is the first hour. I'm about to be master. The second thing is, if Mitzvah Tzichus Kavonah, and you're not Mechaven, not only that you will not have mitzvahs, this is the second problem. You will have Averis. The Biur Halochen Simen Samach says when a person goes up to Aliyah LaTorah and he takes the talis of the tzibur and he's not mechaber l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, lo yizu bilvad she'en lo mitzvah elo oiver isur arba kanfes. Zeh zok Mishneh Berurah. So Rav Zalman Auerbach said that the frum people will come to the Shemaim, they'll have a aveira of arba kanfes b'loy tzitzis. The friars will not have this aveira because they never put on this beged. So the frum people will be worse than the friar people. The frum people, when the tzitzis will never mechav and they have isur arba kanfes, the friars never wore this beged, they'll be okay. I said when I was a bacher, I said last year, I remember that when they woke us up, the veker in the morning, he would wake up, he would say a quarter to seven, a quarter to seven, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. I don't know what is the meaning of the yeshiva.
Why
did
you
stop laughing? We'll get it. I'm mesadar the dvorim kinesinosom. Kinesinosom, we're mesadar it. And then Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach has a kasha, so how you wear tzitzis in Beis HaKiseh, and Beis HaMerchatz, if you can't be mechaven. The second thing is, if you eat in a sukkah on a kavane, you over isur, that you're eating b'teich habayis. Shmir Shabbos told me that even if it's a stomach, like we'll speak spoon, but if someone comes and simchas beis yeshayiva and a sukkah and he picks up a cake and he's not mechaven l'shem sukkah, for sure he will have an isur kilu he ate cake inside the house because he didn't go for the sukkah. Here he came with the simchas beis yeshayiva. Simchas beis yeshayiva will be in bismedrash, he'll be dancing in bismedrash. Punk is dancing in the sukkah here, so you can't say there's a stomach lishma what he's eating here. So avada this person is kilu oichal b'teich habayis.
He said the bracha.
Oh, very good, very good. If he made a leisha b'sukkah, ain't a chanam. If you did a leisha basuka, ain't a chanami. You're right. But there could be two cases that will not have a leisha. Sometimes you have that some people that they don't do a leisha in every sukkah that they come. Mezainas. Some people forget to do a leisha. And also could be the shayla if you did a leisha a couple of hours in the beginning and then he's carrying on eating. So you have to know if everything is al the same das. We'll get to it. Especially in sukkah, we'll see the bach holes. You have to have a kavone. Zechel anone akovet. It's not enough to have a kavanah mitzvah sukkah. And the Bach learned that it's ma'akev, the Mishabur that it's not ma'akev. In my house, like, there's a big sign on the sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, zeichel anon ha'kovet. And everyone, before you start to eat, everyone points. And like this, everyone reminds everyone. But, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in Alicha Shloim, in the end, says that a person does not mechaven l'shem mitzvah kiddush, especially it could happen by the people that hear the kiddush. The Mekadosh maybe has a das, but the Noshim, you have to just even get their attention, yeah? He says that not only that he don't have the mitzvah, comes out that they ate all of their life without kiddush. You have to do tshuva on it. And another kasha that Tura Evan fragt, how you mechanech little kids and mitzvahs, if mitzvah is kavane, the kid doesn't have a kavane, so l'chure, you're not yaitzah chinuch. And so be'etzem it's totally first in the shayla. If in chinuch you have to have all of the pratim of the mitzvah, if you have to have a lochem and a suk and a lulev, if we say that chinuch doesn't have to have all of the pratim, you can have a chinuch esrig, a chinuch dalad minim, so it could be also the kavone and the chinuch is not ma'akev. But if you have to have all of the pratim, so l'chur here also you have to have all of the pratim, the Mishneh Berurah chesuk is mistapik, it brings down a ritva if you have to have all of the pratim or not. Some want to say, if mitzvahs the rabbanon, we'll say mitzvahs einam tziches kavone, so we'll say chinuch is the rabbanon, so it's not ma'akev. But first, the Mishneh Berurah himself passing that even mitzvahs the rabbanon tziches kavone. And also, even if not, pashtas chinuch is ke'en deiraise. So even if the rabbanon doesn't need a kavone, over here lechura, you will need a kavone. This is the first shlav. So lechura, lo yimotzinu, yodeinu v'ragleinu, and the mitzvahs. People all their life thought that they're doing mitzvahs, and now they're left with nothing. So what all of you will want to answer? Is a limud zchus, sidach hayado, sidach hayado, and klal Yisrael, falosach avdech hayado. So lo mezen, if sidach hayado, and if you can falosach avdech hayado. The Mishneh Berurah brings down in Simen Samach from the Chayodom. No one before him, maybe the Shos Yankiv, no one said it before. The Chayodom Mishneh Berurah brings down like this: Veda, the cost of a Chayodom beklal Samaches, the man that matzrichim and lachzor velasri samitzveh, haynu bemokim sheis litlois sheasiyo rishoyno lo yoyso leshei mitzveh, ki goin betkiyah shoyel islamet bekrishme shoyel derech limudoi. אבל אם קוירי קרישם כדרך שונו, קוירים כסדר התפילה, כשאוכל מצו איתו כוונות הלולוב, אף על פי שלא יקיבן לוצס יוצו, שהרי משום זה עושה כדי לוצס, אף על פי שאין המחבל. שהרי משום זה עושה כדי לוצס, אף על פי שאין המחבל. עד כאן לשוינו. רוצו לא אמר, היחש מוכח לפי העניין שהסיוס יהיו כדי לוצס, אף על פי שלא יקיבן בפירוש יוצו. אבל בסתום ודאי לא יוצא. זה לא שנחה יעוד המזנה שזה יקלו, אף על פי שלקיבן לא צס יוצא, שמשום זה עושה, אף על פי שאין המחוון, אבל המשתבור עושה, רוצה לא אמר, היכו שמוכח לפי העניין שהסיוס הוא כדי לא צס, אף על פי שלקיבן בפירוש יוצא. אז זה זוג למשתבור. דביור הלוכה, brings them down, ודה, מה שכוספתי במשתברור ראינו כרשמוך כאן קרישמה ובשאר מיצס על ידי הברוכה או על ידי החון אלי המצווה למושל בעסובו שכיוון שהסב בין שכיוון בין שלא יכיוון חזוק את הכיוון חזוק את הכיוון so the משתברור brings down the lotion מסתום המחוון חזוק כשכיוון The Mishnebura himself brings down this Chaya Odom in a third time. And Simen Reish Lametes. Legabei, a person that missed Krishma, daven early. So he says, you have to mechave l'shem mitzvahs Krishma, l'shem tzchiras mitzvah Mitzrayim b'leiles. So he says, he's misupe gevioitzi z'im Mitzrayim b'leiles early in the day. Aber lefi mesherich b'shagisariyeh, ומאסיק דאינו יויצא בעודיויים, על כוח צורך לקרוא יסו אך של מדינה, ובמילא צורך לכוון גם המצווה סעשה של זכירס ומציאס מצרים. דאפילו לפי מה שכוסה וחיה אודום, דאם לא יקיבן בקריש משל שחיס וארביס, לקיים המצווה סעשה גם כן יויצא בדיעבד, הוסו משום דקשאו הילך להספלל, מסתום המכוון לקיים כמו שתיקנו חזל, מה שאין כן בזה. מסתום המכוון לתקן מה שתיקנו חזל, מה שאין כן by night is not is mechaven only for Krishna it's not enough. This is the Chaya Odom. Now, come we'll start. So what all of you are saying? Chaya Odom, Chaya Odom. Simcha bar, Simcha bar. Don't be so sumach, bar. So not Chaya Odom. So not
Why were you in yeshiva for?
What?
Hashem said. Hashem said.
Why I'm in the world? Because Hashem said I hear.
No,
some people
no.
in Shiva because they.
Why am I from Big Fry? Why am I from?
Because you were born. Said. Because you were born from.
No. See people
that go to the Derech, right? See people that come into the Derech. This is where the Eish Atayr tap. Stop the gap in the Sugi.
What reason?
But first we have to know if this Chaya Odom is accepted. No one said him before. No one said him after it. Okay, the Chofetz Chaim brings him down. The Shoyel and Shut Shevet Alevi Chelek Vov Simen Kuf Samachtes. His name is Reb Shloime Frenkel. I tried to find him. I couldn't find him. And all over the world, I'm sending different people. I call Ravos this house. That I can't find who is the Shoyel. No one knows who is the Shoyel. Shlomo Frenkel. Someone heard about him. I would appreciate if you'll help me to find him. The Shoyel sends Ravos now. There is a Mogen Avrom that is Cholek and the Chayod. The Biur Halacha brings down a riot to the Chayod from a Yerushalmi. Instead, if someone was passing behind the shul and he heard the Shoyel is not Yoitze, Avalim Omad. יוצא. לא שנה ירושלמי איז. היועיבר החוירה בסכנסס, ושום הכל שויפו. הדות עם בשעויבר. אבל בעומד חזוק הכיוון. זוג דיבור הלוכה. If he's walking behind the shul, or if he's inside the shul, so it's חזוק כדי מזמחבן. מסתום מאוימד לשם כוונה. מסתום מאוימד לשם כוונה. Does the pshat in the Yerushalmi? If you came to shul to hear shayfo, even if you didn't have a das b'shas ma'ase, mistama you mechaven. The Mogen Avrom and Simen Tov Kuf Peites brings down this Yerushalmi. הנה מילה באויבר, אבל באויבר מסתום החיבל. פיידם אגן אברום, בוא נמין מסתום, אסם, יס או נו. ויש למר ששוכח ואין הזכר עם כיוון. אבדם זאת בירושלמי מסתום יבוז מחווה. So the short said Rav Ozna, if the Bira Loche says that this is the Chayodom, and the Magnavron brings down the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi and he asks, what do you mean Stomach Kibbin? Ask him. He said, no, if he doesn't remember, so the Yerushalmi, his stomach was Mechaben. So Zog the Shoyot, so stated that the Magnavron was not Semech and the Chayodom. So Rav Ozna tells him, no, some of the Pshad is like that. When you go into Shul for Krishma, for Tkias, some people come to the shul to hear the Nisan HaToykev. Some people come to the Hinani, Animimas. Everyone comes with different pieces. So it's no stomach that he came for the Tkir Shefer. Then, if he does not mechaven, it doesn't help the Chayod. The Baal Tekeh says the Brocha. So people maybe, oh, now it's Shefer. Then, you have to have Psakavone. But emotional, the case was there, the case of the Shoyal was he made a Pidna Ben. Sends a letter, and he was so fatumul, he did everything, but he forgot to mechav and Hashem pidna ben. He made the brachas, everything, but he forgot to mechav and Hashem pidna ben. So he sent a letter to Rav Ozna, maybe he was not yetzer pidna ben. Rav Ozna then twice a tell him, because they asked you, my boy is tfei, so he's telling me you are yetzer pidna ben. But we see so right. Okay. Lama zogin will be mechabel the chayodo. Now, lama trachin, what is the kavonev the chayodo? The Chayodo means, I will give you three options. Mistome is Mechaven, or Bistome Ki'ilu he was Mechaven, or he doesn't have to have a Kavone. Three options. Mistome is Mechaven, or the Matzav of the Stome is like a Kavone, or you don't have to have a Kavone. I asked the Gdoyle Yisrael, Rabbi Liashiv, Shmir Shabbos, and more. No. That is, some matzovim, you don't have to have a kavanah. The first side is, mistami was mechaven. Second side is, when such a matzav is like a kavanah. But you understand what I mean. Such a matzav is like a kavanah. Or, in such a matzav, you don't need a kavanah bichla. Gedol Yisrael told me because mistami was mechaven. The minute they said, Lemoshel, a friar person that doesn't know the mitzvahs and does kibbutav, like the B'liashiv is gomished. There's no stami. A person that doesn't know mitzvah tzitzis and puts on tzitzis is gone. You can't see a stomach. A person that didn't know, so the piskechuvas in the back has a shtickle there. A person that didn't know there's a mitzvah tzitzis mitzrayim baleilos, you can't see a stomach. Maybe if it comes to you have a kavona to be yoytze. How Chazal want you to be yoytze? It's also chilish. It could be such a zach. And the Mishneh Berurah is mashma and the sharatzion that mistomeh is mechaven. It says, "Mistome kavonosoi, kmo yishetiknu chazal." So again, so I don't know if to say the first mistome or the second mistome. If it's mamish anan sarida who is mechaven, or it's kilu a stome that he has near the kavone, his maise is mechiach. Oh, but not because you don't need a kavone in such a matzav. Memele. If a person of Moshe, like the Mishabu himself says, reads Krishna after davening and he doesn't know and he's not mechaven and tzitzis tzayim baleilis, he's not yaitze or kiddush. Person doesn't know there's a mitzvah. He doesn't know he has to be yaitze. A lot of noshim, they don't know he has to be yaitze. He has to give kiddush. Yaitze, mitzvah, not does. They don't know. They're not yaitze. Kibbutav. Tzitzis, Mishabu himself says it. That when you run up to the aliyah and you're not mechaven and shame tzitzis, the Mishabu says you're over Arba Kanfes. So again, maybe it's no chayodom. Even if it's a chayodom, maybe it's only when it's a stomach kavane. When you don't have a stomach kavane, maybe it doesn't help. Maybe it doesn't help. Even if it's a chayodom, and even if we'll say that you don't have to have a special kavane in the chayodom. Zog the Mishneh Berurah twice. Kol ze le'inyan bedi'evet. אבל לכתחילה הוא צורך להיזוהר לכוון קודם כל מצווה לוצס ידי חויב עשה מצווה. וכן הסכימו כל הפויסקים. And he brings a ray in the Mishneh Berurah. The Chayodim himself says, בילוכס קרישמה, he has to mechave in the same קרישמה. Why? The Tenet says, it's only בדיעבד. And what is the kavanah that you have to think before? Lashon Mishneh Berurah, lechaven koinim kol mitzvah lotzis nechoyv asa mitzvah. And the same thing as if gotten zayin, it brings down. Im tzor lechaven koinim shematchil ha mitzvah lotzis ba'asiyah so yisa ha mitzvah. So now listen, even if it's a chayodom, and you can rely on the chayodom, the Mishnah Berurah says it's only b'dieved. But like atchila, you have to be mechaven. Now I want to ask you a shayla. Freg the festa lomdim. What does it mean? The chayodom is only b'dieved, like atchila, you have to be mechaven. Why? If he's right, he's right. If he's wrong, he's wrong. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? So some people say the chayodom man that mistome is mechaven. But maybe not. Shtibu also know that maybe not. Then the Eved, you could be saying mechazoke that you were mechaven. There's a chance that you are not mechaven. So lekatchila, have a kavana. It's one way. Or maybe that kavana is like a weak kavana, like we said. It's better to have a better kavana. But the lomdim want to say, pshat is saying, the stomach of the chayodom makes a kavana. Makes the mitzvah for a mitzvah. But the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is tzorech lechaven koinem a mitzvah lotzes oiso mitzvah. Not enough to know that I'm doing a mitzvah, you have to have a kavon koinem a mitzvah lotzes oiso mitzvah. That the stomach of the chayodom doesn't have. You know you're doing a mitzvah, you're aware it. Not mechaven lotzes oiso mitzvah. So kumta is hazeh. And every mitzvah that you do, and Rabbi Yashi said it clear in the Shmir Shabbos, don't be clear, and every mitzvah, lekatchila, you have to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah. Kibudav, tzedakah l'shem mitzvah. Krishma, mayriv, tefillin, out. But the Eved, if you didn't have a kavana, if it's a chayodom, and the chayodom applies to you, but the Eved, you yaitze. So, before we try to melamed tzchus, so what we do with Klal Yisrael? What happens with all of our mitzvahs? Before we melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, I said maybe a little bit to melamed zchus. So I mentioned last time also that the Nedib Yudah brings down that by a lot of the chassidim was a minik to say l'shem yichud kutcha. The Nedib Yudah fights against it very stark. And there's a maisa that someone wanted to make a broch on his esrek, and he heard that he's saying l'shem yichud. He said, "I don't let you to make l'shem yichud on the esrek." So he brings down that he doesn't understand how people start to do L'shem Yichud. He says in the old days, people knew two Talmud in Bavli Yerushalmi and they didn't have to say L'shem Yichud. How many people don't know Bavli Yerushalmi and they have to say L'shem Yichud? But this is the answer. The Nebiyun himself says that he, before every mitzvah, he says, Hareini Mechav L'shem HaMitzvah. He says, every mitzvah he says, Hareini Mechav L'shem HaMitzvah. But the Torah says, the younger generation, that they don't know to Mechavin, so they made Azal L'shem Yichud. And b'meile, alamol, the mechavel l'shem mitzvah. So you're right, you're asking, why are more people not mechavel l'shem mitzvah? So a little bit to be masbir, to shrikel maybe to melam etzchus, to make people like you seem a little bit happier, yeah? That was the pshat. All of your life, you almost don't have no mitzvahs, yeah? Was tut man, a person all of his life did mitzvahs, and now he feels he's left with nothing. That's what is bothering you, right? So I want maybe a little bit of a lamed zchus.
He hasn't been d'yevet though, no?
If he has the chayod, if it's a chayodom, and if the chayodom meant that mistome bechefze, so first, a lot of mitzvahs we don't have this mistome. And if it's mistome that he was mechaven, and a lot of mitzvahs you can't say mistome you mechaven. So it doesn't cover all the mitzvahs. But Yashu says, kibudav doesn't cover. Sukkah doesn't cover. Tis Mitzrayim Balelis. You're mechaven? Exactly.
Stickers.
What?
Stickers.
And if you don't, they didn't put a sticker in your sitter. Right? I think the art school, I think, puts it in. Yeah. That's a lie. Is that art school? You know, that's a song. They didn't have the art school. Only now it's time to come in. Mikol Mekoyim. So I want maybe a little bit to be vire the Indian Belomdus. And if we'll have this inyan belamdus, maybe we'll a little bit could have a shtikel lavone and a shtikel limitzchus on some of the mitzvahs. We know the halacha is mitzvah tzriches kavone. Mitzvah tzriches kavone. Aber as a man d'oma, mitzvah einam tzriches kavone. How we pass in the halacha? Mitzvah tzriches kavone. Le man d'oma, mitzvah ein tzriches kavone. We said we choishes is a shittas. We don't pass like them. But by the evidence, if you didn't anakavone, you don't have to make a bracha again, but you have to repeat the mitzvah. Zogt Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Yoina that even a madama mitzvah is ainon tzichas kavone, but if you have a kavone that you don't want to be yoitze, you're not yoitze. Even a madama mitzvah is ainon tzichas kavone, if you have a negative kavone, you don't want to be yoitze, you're not yoitze. Lemoshal, some people I said are makpid not to sing Tzur Mishalo Yochanu, Baruch Hu Emunai. Right? Why people don't sing it? Because Lemadoma misses Ein Tzichas Kavon, if you sing Tzur Mishalo Yochanu, what is Tzur Mishalo Yochanu? Hazon Esay Lemoy? No Yidei Lishmoy? I forgot all the... Right? Don't sing it, so you don't know it, yeah? So, but why people don't sing it? Why the Frumas don't sing it? Because it has a Birkas Hamazon, but the Eben, you ate a Birkas Hamazon. You answer with the evidence, because I'm asking. Mr. Tzuchus Kavana. What is the limit schus of some people that do sing it? They hold, like the shit is, that if you have a Kavana that you don't want to be Yaitse, you're not Yaitse. So we say, is a stomach that you're going to bench later, you don't want to be Yaitse? Mistabo to you like this? Mistabo like this? Mistabo to you like this. So why in Sfira Sa'imer, everyone knows the aloch, if someone asks you how much days are today, say yesterday was 4. Because you say today is 5, you can't count later with a bracha. Why not? You don't want to be yoitzer, you plan to count later. The terrors is, I'll be choishish, maybe Mrs. Enzer is kavone, and if you said it, it's too bad. So why Tzur Mishloi you sing? Or don't sing Tzur Mishloi, or answer how much is in the Ha'imer. So the more mikzi has the kasha, but we're not going now to miyasha. But mikol mekoyim, most shittas hold, and about if you answered, you could later count with a bracha. So shalu, why Sfiras Ha'omer says in top pitas, not like that. We have to say Sfiras Ha'omer, the gishtigal teire, that the day is counted already. I think we spoke about it once in a shir. Mikol mekoyim, but mitzvah ein tzichas kavon, if you have a negative kavon, you're not yaitze. This is the limud schus on the tzur mishal ha'yachal. Right? You sing tzur mishal ha'yachal? Very good. But you know that some people sing it. Mikol Makoim. Frekt the Turev in a starke kasha. There's a gemara in Eruvin that when a person finds a pair of tefillin in Shabbos, he can carry it, but he could wear it, and like this he could take it back into the... What if he finds two pairs of tefillin? So the Rabbanan say, you put one pier on, you go in, you come back, you take the other pier, and then you come in. Even if you're leaving in the meantime, one pier on the floor. But en malasot. Shimon Gamliel holds, you put two piers together and you go in. Zog the Gemara, why, lefi Rabbanan Tanakame, you don't put two piers together? Because you're Eva Bal Toysif. Frek the Gemara, frek the Torah Even, why you're Eva Bal Toysif? Because you're wearing two piers. Zog the Gemara Shmamino mitzvahs einam tziches kavone. Because lemandoma mitzvahs tziches kavone, you're not over baltoisif. Because you're not mechavin to be yoitz in the second pier, so you're not over baltoisif. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chofches that if lemandoma mitzvahs tziches kavone, you're only over baltoisif if you have a kavone. If you don't have a kavone, you're not over baltoisif. So you could wear two piers, don't have a kavone to be yoitz in the second pier, you're not over baltoisif. So the Raya Zog the Gemara that David Mandoma holds mitzvahs einam tziches kavona. Bemele yoyim about Toysif. Frag the Tukur Reve, lefi Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Yoyina, put out the two peers and have a negative kavona. I don't want to be yoyitze. And bemele you're not yoyim about Toysif. Zog the Shleim Haim in a big yisoyt. The Lemandoma mitzvah tziches kavona, on the kavona, is not a chefz of the mitzvah. Bemele you're not yoyim about Toysif. Why? So it's why you have to have a kavanah to be over Bal Toysif? Bal Toysif Hashem doesn't want that mitzvah. But Bal Toysif is you're not allowed to do the mitzvah double. But it has to be in the same conditions of the mitzvah. If you take an esrog and an apple, it's not Bal Toysif. To a soigim is Bal Toysif. Manoah mitzvah tzuchas kavanah, ona kavanah is not a Bal Toysif. Masha'enkel manoah mitzvah tzuchas tzuchas kavanah, afilu ona kavanah is a Bal Toysif. Zogdum Shleim Ha'aymer, when you have a negative kavanah, the mandama misses any tzuchas kavone, the mitzvah doesn't need a kavone. Just if you don't want to be yoitze, you can't force you to be yoitze. But it's not that the mitzvah is missing something. So b'meile, you over bal toysif even afilu on a kavone. The mandama misses tzuchas kavone, on a kavone, you're not over bal toysif. The mandama misses any tzuchas kavone, even if you have a negative kavone, you're not over bal toysif. Very clear? You're not over bal toysif. לפי זה רב שלמה איימן עושה זה לא זה חידוש, יוד שחידוש. זאת רב שלמה איימן, if a person is moi to you, so when a mitzvah says kavone, you have to have kavone, and he has to be have kavone. When a mitzvah says ain't a kavone, he doesn't have to have a kavone, and you don't have a kavone. What if someone is moi to you, and he doesn't want to be yoytze, but you want to be yoytze? Zogt der Madama Mitzvah says, Tzirch Eskavani, you're Yoytze. Because he didn't spoil the Mitzvah. He doesn't want the Mitzvah. You have the Mitzvah. This is Aleph. So what is the Yesoid? Le Madama Mitzvah Tzirch Eskavani, the Kavani is the Chetze of the Mitzvah. Base. Zogt der Madama Neuerbach. The Zogt Yesoid. Says, if you force a person to eat matzah, Zogt der Rambam, he's Yoytze. Even the Mitzvah Tzirch Eskavani, the guy never had a Kavani. Shechei Nen. Shechei Nen. Helps. But you didn't have a kavane. If it's a din to have a kavane, you didn't have a kavane. But if you have to have the kavane to make a chefetz of the mitzvah, shechenene makes it kilu you have the kavane. Like misasik bechalom v'arayis potu, misasik bekol atir kula potu, chutz mechalom v'arayis shechenene. So it becomes a chefetz of the mitzvah. The Nigyantav says that if this is true, he has the same yesod a step weiter. He says like this. Could be not. This is the first limud zchus to some people to make them happy. Even that Gdolei Yisrael didn't want to go with the Oyneg Yontef. Zog the Oyneg Yontef, and the Dvar Avram repeats it also. Zog the Oyneg Yontef that not every mitzvah needs a kavana. Only mitzvahs like matzah, shofar, krishme. Why? These mitzvahs, be'etzem, you could do it later. Who decides that this mitzvah is a mitzvah now? Your kavana. Mitzvah tzichas kavana. But the marshal kibudav, you have to listen to your father. So there, the chafetz is ready a mitzvah. So I feel on a kavana it's a mitzvah. Shiluach haken, on a kavana it's a mitzvah. More from that. Even if you have a negative kavana, it doesn't spoil it. He has a huge raya, a huge raya. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, if a father told his son to climb on a tree and to take down gezolos, and he climbs on the tree, and he takes off the birds, and he falls down and he dies. The Gemara says, was such a story. Fayid the Gemara says, Arichus Yomim in Kibudav, Arichus Yomim in Shiluach Haken. How this kid died? The Gemara answers, maybe he was thinking of the Zohar when he was doing it. Zohar the Niyotav, I have a better answer. He was not Mechavan Hashem Kibudav. He was not Mechavan Hashem Shiluach Haken. The Torah says, these mitzvahs don't need a kavanah. More of that, he says, say he had a kavana not to be yoytze. It's not okimte. Because he anyway is saying okimte that the guy had a kavana for Avodah Zarah. So say he had a kavana not to be yoytze. Zokter, and these mitzvahs doesn't help a kavana. You don't need a kavana. I have a shtikel raya from Domit ben Nesina. Moses says he was mechabed his father. What he, the Shem mitzvah? That guy, Shem mitzvah. But the Torah says it doesn't need a kavana. Ba. Now, I want to say one little knitch. This is the first limud zchus in this shtickle. Even if the Oyneg Yontef is wrong in his huge chiddush, I have a tzad maybe that in kibudav maybe he's right. Why? The chefetz of the mitzvah of kibudav is to mechabe the father. The kavana makes the mitzvah to become a mitzvah. When you mechabe your father, you mechabe the father. This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. You're respecting your father. Now, if you didn't know that it's your dad, and you thought that it's a strange guy, and all of your life you took care of it, then ain't a chanam is egonished. But if you know that it's your father, and you mechabed your father, you don't have to do it l'shem mitzvah. You don't have to know that it's l'shem mitzvah. The Nigyodev says even more from that. When there's no two options, you don't have to have a kavanah. So, Rebbe Eliashiv holds even in kibudav. Rebbe Eliashiv holds even in kibudav, you have to have a kavanah.
Tzedakah
also?
What? Tzedakah
also, you know he's a honey with the Baba, we'll get the tzedakah. Chofetz Chaim is not the tzedakah nish, so I don't want to start with Chofetz Chaim. He says on a kavanah, you're not yet the tzedakah. So no, I want to be in Gan Eden lefi Chofetz Chaim. Doesn't help to be Gan Eden lefi Shtikul Teira. But in kibudav, we could be Yashiv. I know some want to say that even mitzvahs benanu lachaveira bichlal doesn't need mitzvah tzichas kavana for the same lomdus. Because my friend, Eilu Sefraim, wanted to say such a teira. That benanu lachaveira, Val Yen already accept the mitzvah, so it's the ikar the tachlis that my friend got it. Yeah, that's the name of Chofetz Chaim Nishta, say in tzedakah. But kibudav is a svara to say. Zokim Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, now listen very carefully. If we write in this svara, so we try to say a kule now. We try to say a kule. He wants to say a knech. Could be the attack, we ask the kasha, what is the mokra that mitzvah tzichas kavone? Like it could be it's totally in them. If it's to make the chefze for a mitzvah, it could be you don't need a pasuk. Chazal kimlehu, that this is the gather. Aber Zokim Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if this is the vote, so I want to use the svara that we're saying, but opposite. The Hainu. The Mishnah Berurah says if someone runs up to get an aliyah l'Torah, and he takes a tzitzis, it happens to everyone, and he takes a tzitzis to the tzibur, and he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, you're over isu ava kanfis, and that you can't argue. As they say to Mishnah Berurah. So in Shachris, it's only to get to the Bochim. The married people already have a talis. But from the Bochim, it's the guy. If you take a talis, so if you take from someone else a talis she'ula, it's not a rabbonon. If you take the talis akol, then you're over isu ava kanfis. Now, Zokim Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has asked for it. Lechur, Zokim Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. What state in the Mishnah Berurah? Chidush Otsu. That even without the mitzvah, you're over a Yisur. I would say, he doesn't have a mitzvah. Why he has a Yisur Arba Kanfis? Well, he's wearing Arba Kanfis, but he's tzitzis. He has tzitzis on his baguette. He's not yet to the mitzvah. Why to say that he has a Yisur? Shlomo Zalman said, every person in the morning that puts on a tzitzis and doesn't have a kavana has a yisur. Zokim Shlomo Zalman, the answer is like this. It doesn't say nowhere in the Torah, Al teilech bebeged sheyesh lo yarba kanfes belo tzitzis. What says in the pasuk? Ve'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfe bigdeyim. It's not yisur to go with a beged arba kanfes belo tzitzis. The mitzvah is, ve'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfe bigdeyim. This is the mitzvah. Is the issur to go in a beged without the osulam tzitzis on kanfe bigdei? The male, if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're even an issur that you're wearing a beged without the osulam tzitzis on kanfe bigdei. It's not, don't say the Torah, don't walk with a beged without tzitzis. You're not allowed to walk with a beged without the osulam tzitzis on kanfe bigdei. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, but that he has a the male, you're even an issur when you're wearing a tzitzis on the mitzvah. He says he has the answer to Minchas Chinuch's kasha. The pasuk, the Gemara in Sukkah Daftes says that if you have a sukkah and it's a gozul, you're not yoitze because it says lochem, lochem veloya gozul. Frek Teisves, why did the pasuk of lochem veloya gozul tepuk name is a mitzvah abo ba'aveira? So Minchas Chinuch have a poshta teretz. As mitzvah abo ba'aveira, if you sit there, you don't have a mitzvah, but you're not eating inside the house. It's not a mitzvah. You're sitting in the sukkah on a mitzvah. But if it says lochem velo yagozul, does it nishke sukkah? The male it's kiilu yeid b'teich habayis. It's kiilu yeid b'teich habayis. And then zog them in chas chinuch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Nein. If it's a mitzvah above a aveira, you don't have the mitzvah. If you don't have the mitzvah, you over a aveira. It's not isur to eat inside the house in sukkahs. The isur in sukkahs is to eat without a mitzvah sukkah. Like in the tzitzis, to wear a beggar without a mitzvah tzitzis. But mele, what did Minchas Chinuch try to answer Teisus Kasha? That that's mitzvah, but by aveira, it's not in the house, but it's not outside the house. You're not having a yisur. You don't have a mitzvah. Mashenken atzlochem v'lo yagozul. It's kilu you ate in the house. Nein. On the mitzvah, it's kilu you ate inside the house. On the mitzvah, you wore arba kanfes. This is the pshat nebiyo halacha b'simen samach. Ad kalum shlomo zalman. Zog dem shlomo zalman, now listen carefully. Even if this shtikl teira is wrong, and don't say if you wear a beged on a mitzvah you over a isu. If you ate in a sukkah on a mitzvah you over a isu. No, Minchas Chinuch is right. Maybe on the mitzvah is nishken aveira, nishken mitzvah nishken aveira. Aber on a kavone, if we say that kavone is a chelik from the tzura of the mitzvah, and you're not over baltoisif on the kavone. You're not over about toisif on the kavone. The main, if you're eating and you're sitting in a tzitzis, you're wearing a tzitzis on a kavone, see nishken tzitzis nish. Sukkah on a kavone is nishken sukkah. Mitzvah boba aveira is a mitzvah. It's a boba aveira. Bal toisif. You also, it's a mitzvah boba aveira. To do bal toisif, it's a mitzvah boba aveira. So why are you over bal toisif? Because it's a mitzvah on a bal toisif. But on a kavone, it's bichlal nishken mitzvah. Man, if a person wears a tzitzis on a kavane, or sits in a sukkah on a kavane, Zerim Shlomo Zalman, he will be over an isur arba kantes below tzitzis.
I'm saying about tzitzis,
Not b'shas de'asiyah, b'shas de'leviyah. V'osu m'tzitzis al kanfei b'gdeyim. It's to matil the tzitzis. Just michlal, zot m'shum azalmer, we're not matil the tzitzis, we matil it before. But the mitzvah is b'shas de'levisha to put on tzitzis. Now we come to the problem. So lemaisa, lo metrachen lemaisa. So now all the mitzvahs, either you want to lemaba, you don't want to lemaba. But Gehenna, you for sure don't want to sit. You want to sit in the schar psias, yeah? But in Gehenna, avada, you don't want to sit in Gehenna. So kumtois, a person wears a tzitzis, and he was not mechaven the same mitzvah, he'll be sitting in Gehenna. So I want to start. And married people that wear a talis gadol, so they put it up in the morning to make a bracha, like you said. They make a bracha, so you have a chayadah. Chotcha chayadah. You say to the Shemichu before, he even yates a lekatchim. Aber, every person puts in the morning a talis kotna. Now, most people don't make a, the people that make a talis gadol don't make a bracha talis kotna, because you're doing shul on talis gadol. So they never made a bracha on talis kotan. And the shul already, they forgot that they don't remember if they put on today. They forgot, they check if they put it on today, yeah? Even the bachim that put on talis kotan in the morning, but they don't make a bracha because they don't have a guf naki, they only do it much later, most people. Not going out to shayla if you wear it before. So the shayla is like this. So a person puts on tzitzis. He puts it on in the morning. I asked the shayla to the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosu. He puts it on in the morning, rushing on. You ask him, I said already last time, I go in the morning, ask him, Bachim, you did a mitzvah today? No. But he put on tzitzis? Yeah, like I didn't think. So it means that when he put on the tzitzis, he didn't think that he's doing a shem mitzvah. So not only that he doesn't get a schar, he will be sitting in Gehenna. He's over Isur Abba Kampfes. So I said, in Kol Teire, the Vekir said, L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But the Shaila, what's Tutman on Kol Teire? So what do you tell me? Sido chayodom. Sido chayodom. So first, I'm not so sure if shayach do chayodom. If the chayodom is stomel lishmo, you have to know if it's shayach here the chayodom. The person, when he goes to shul, he's going to be yoytze shayfa. Or when he goes to daven, he wants to be yoytze. You see, when he gets dressed, what do you want to be yoytze? Dress? What is the kavanah? Hey, when you go to shul, you want to be yoytze the mitzvahs. But when you're getting dressed in the morning, what is your kavanah? To get dressed? So what do you say? Because I bought such a tzitzis and I put it in the system with my clothes, so then it's ready. And someone that his mother prepares for him the pair of tzitzis, and then that is not good. Because he bichal even didn't prepare the tzitzis there. So I'm a supik. So especially, you know, they have these modern people that they made these undershirts. They thought that they did a chesed to Klal Yisrael. They're a shoy marurim, I think. They made these undershirts with the tzitzis. Why? These people for sure have mechav l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. It's not a special begel Hashem tzitzis. So the machshil all these people, not only that they don't have a mitzvah, the machshil these people to be over Yisrael Abba Kafis. Am I right? These people thought that they're doing a chokhmah. Why? Simcha, why is that right?
Why is it? Wear regular undershirt. It's much more comfortable.
What?
Wear regular undershirt.
I said again, you're right.
Tzitzis is hot. Why wear tzitzis?
Say that these people don't wear on this. It's the only undershirt that they have. They don't have two pairs of undershirts, these people.
They have more undershirts than you can imagine.
They wear two undershirts?
No, they don't put it on.
So it's a big difference. When a person puts on in the morning, even if he doesn't think l'shem mitzvah, I could say, that is a special beged, I could squeeze in the chayodim somewhere. But to say that, because years ago when they bought the undershirt, they had such a kind of undershirt, it's really much less. It's much less. A beggar that is special for the mitzvah, like you're right, would be no purpose to this beggar to be there. So it's totally. If the lomdus of the chayodah, then mistome is mechaven, here is for sure no mistome that is mechaven. If the stome is on a kavane, ki ilu a kavane, could be we can handle around the chayodah here. Could be we can handle around the chayodah here. Could be. But on these undershirts, it's very hard to handle. Now, I want to make it clear. Maybe it's a limud schus on these clothes, not on these undershirts, but the same lomdus that we said before. That a beggar that is only for a purpose of a mitzvah could be, it's bechefza kavane. Same svar we said on Kibbutz. That while this beggar is miyuchad, and that's a shulam, the Biur Halacha said, when someone runs to take a talis, Why we take a talis before the aliyah? It's a chosh v'beget, but we take this talis because it's made for the mitzvah. We don't take a tablecloth, yeah? Okay, but maybe it's not miyuchah for the mitzvah, it was miyuchah to cover that teira, and they gradually choose a tzitzis. I'm not so sure if we could say a svara or not. But we have to know, even if a svara is right, and even if siddach hayodom, Mishnah Berurah said, v'kol ze le'inyan bediyevet. V'kol ze le'inyan bediyevet. I don't mind, but if a person doesn't in the morning think l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, next year when you buy dalet minim, buy gimels, don't buy alephs. It's more important, because also gimels you also yoytze bediyevet. But you want to be yoytze l'katchile. Mishnah Berurah says that you yoytze bediyevet. V'kol ze even if the chayodim is right. V'kol ze le'inyan bediyevet. Aber l'katchile you have to have a kavonah. L'katchile you have to have a kavonah. So now the shaila is, when we were starting to dan, last time was, klartum shnu mezav an oyerbach, so when you're allowed to be mechav in this kavona l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? If you're in a mokim that is ein anoki, if you can be mechav in l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, or you cannot be mechav in l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. This is a shaila that shnu mezav an oyerbach clears. And after them, I'm not so klar. I'm saying, it's more mitzvahs than bedaf mevar zayn. I don't have it yet klar on all the other mitzvahs. But l'chure, advorim medabrim mitzal atzmon. Advorim medabrim mitzal atzmon. As like nochem bo, sido in egion, dev sido advar avrom. Aber it's chidushim di zachen. Because in tzitzis l'chure is not shayach the dvar, the teres advar avrom. Because if you wear the baggage, you mechuyuf to have a kavon on the tzitzis now. You can't over the yisru. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to have a kavon on the tzitzis. So, you're right that people are not used to it. For sure, Hidur Mitzvah, for sure is that. Shabbos says, V'iskimu kol ha'poskim. So, whether a person has to start to be mechaven. Yes, Yoitz, and not Yoitz is only a shayla legal b'diyevet. But, Malik Hatchila, whether a person has to have a kavan l'shem mitzvah.
People say it's changed skiers off the davening. It's one of them that CCS was trying. It's all the same.
Miami, but not Balayla. That's Miami, it's Balayla.
Yeah, I'm saying, but that kind of, let's say I was Mahabi by Shema. By Mahabi, by Mahabi, changed skiers is good enough.
For the day.
He'll be here forever.